Well, with that out of the way, and out of our systems, welcome to Pros and Cons. Well, Evelyn, how's your semester going?
You know, it's March.
It is March.
Notoriously terrible time. Do you know how much sleep I got last night?
Tell me.
10 minutes.
Ooh, ouch.
And it was at 9 a.m.
Maybe this is why they call March Madness.
Yeah, no, it's not because of the basketball. It's because I'm going crazy.
Yep, we're all just slowly descending into madness.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, yeah, life's moving. It's weird. I get a lot of, well, one, I have like four papers to write. But slowly juggling that, you know, working on two journal articles, editing those. So, like, I'm just, like, juggling a bunch of balls.
Juggling being an academic weapon.
Exact. My sister literally texted me that. The pictures from the Western undergraduate conference I went to, the pictures came in. My sister literally said pictures of the perfect academic weapon. So you're on the same brave wave as my sister.
But and Brooke.
I know. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Brooke. Jinx, you owe me a soda.
No.
But then I have one more conference in Nipissing this weekend, so there's just like a lot of like balls in the air that I'm, you know, juggling right now. But
so many balls.
A lot of balls. But it's weird. A lot of like the first years I get in my writing appointments at the writing center, they're like, "What year are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm in fourth." And they're like, "Ooh, so like how is it? Like, you're done. How many weeks do you have?" And I'm like, "Oop, no, we have 2 weeks left. Well, I guess one and a half. But I guess when this comes out,
we'll be done.
4 days.
Oh my god. No,
but it's weird. I don't like that feeling.
It's like, I remember in fourth year seemed like genuinely so far away.
Yeah.
Like me and my roommate Ella, we met on our like floor in residence, and then we've lived together since second year. And in first year, we told each other that we would in fourth year get breakfast at the dining hall like towards the end of the year, and we did that.
Wow.
And like when we said that seemed so far away, and now it's happening, and it was like, it feels like maybe a year ago, but it was three.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I say this every year, like, you want the semester to go by, like, super fast. You're like, I hate school, there's so many assignments, like, let the torture end. But it feels like it lasts forever at the same time. It's like, it's like a time warp for anyone.
What would Bakhtin say about the chronotope?
I don't know.
Is this our Bildungsroman?
Oh, actually, maybe this podcast?
I was thinking university.
Oh, us. Okay, yeah. We would totally say that university is, like, the setting of the Bildungsroman. Yeah. But,
and, like, the way that time moves and how we perceive it.
Exactly. And personally, I feel completely different to first year me.
Oh, I'm a totally different person.
Yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah. Dr. Bell, give me an A for that. Oh, my gosh. Who am I?
So, with that, what is one thing that is stressing you out this week?
What isn't stressing you out?
That's a great question.
I'm honestly past the point of terrible. the past like 2 weeks have been really rough. I had a giant paper due. It was 30 pages of original historical research.
Slay.
And then I had my seminar, which you also had. And then today I submitted my third last super big thing. So I have two more papers. One's due on Thursday. Haven't started it. It's Tuesday, by the way, guys, at 4 p.m. So I think that's stressing me out.
Yeah, for me, I have... So I did the seminar with Evelyn last week. It was last Monday.
It feels like so long ago.
It feels really long ago. But that's kind of like the case with 3-hour classes, especially on a Monday. Like,
yeah.
There's this weird, it's this giant time gap. But
chronotope?
Oh my gosh.
Word of the podcast.
Title? But now I have to write the seminar paper. I got a little extension on it because I did nothing all weekend and sat in bed and napped.
Handed in my
but so I need to write that. But the next thing that's stressing me out is, one, I need to rewrite my DIY diabetes paper for the Nipissing conference. And then after that, I need to essentially write a 10-page research paper for my Nazi Germany history class.
I believe in you.
The reason I'm nervous for that one is because 2 years ago when I had the same prof, he asked for, like, a biography of, like, one person in the 19th century. And the biography was 10 pages. It was such a weird assignment, and I did awful on it. I still got an A in the class, but it brought my mark down. And so I'm, like, worried about this paper because it's, like, the same length. Like, I'm just not excited. So hence why I haven't started yet, and it's due next Wednesday.
So. Yeah, understandable. I can't give you any advice. I don't know.
I mean, that's okay. People who follow me on Instagram will probably see an update the day after this podcast comes out where I go, yay, I have X amount of hours and X amount of pages done. So you'll see existential Sophia in about a day after hearing this.
Should we do our segment?
Absolutely.
So Sophia, what media are you watching, reading, listening, whatever we say?
Well, it's kind of hard. Basically, I'm like trying to catch up with readings and, you know, whatever else. But to de-stress, funny enough, I'm listening to the remake of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie, but it's a TV show on Prime. And I love Donald Glover, so I was really excited to watch it. And not really relaxing, but it takes my mind off of, you know, this wonderful 10-page paper due for my history class. And so that's what I've been enjoying. So it's actually quite funny for being a serious, like, spy-esque show.
Good for them.
Yeah. What about you, Evelyn?
I get my weekly episode of Abbott Elementary.
Mm.
And I just love all the characters. They have such a good cast. They're so funny. Although the most recent one was kind of sad. Can I spoil it?
Sure.
Ava gets fired.
Ooh.
They get found out for, like, blackmailing a golf club.
Oh.
Or, like, a country club. And which I think is messed up because they were doing it to better the school. And the school district's like, we don't allow any unsanctioned donations. Like, sorry, these kids got so much good technology through perhaps sketchy means, but they're benefiting. And you're like, we got to take it all away and fire. Ava's not a very good principal, but fire the principal.
Yeah, I see all, like, the clips on Instagram, and I'm, like, it's Emmy Award winning. Like, I want to see the show, mostly because, like, I remember Quinta on, like, BuzzFeed videos. So, like, it's, like, so crazy to see, like, this really, like, wonderful arc. But I watched the first episode with my mom, like, I don't know, in the summer. My mom's like, this is not relaxing as a teacher. I don't want to come home after, like, an 8-hour day and then watch more, like, awful, like, corrupted, like, American education.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah, but I'm going to make her try it again in the summer when she's not teaching.
And she's like, oh, I miss school.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Were you that type of kid? Were you in the summer, I miss school? I was.
No, I was the one, like, crying, like, 4 weeks out from school starting, going, I don't want to go back. This is awful.
No.
Why is my tummy hurting?
I love back to school. I love back to school shopping.
I have a pool, so I am happy to not be in school.
I work at a pool. I don't want to be there in the summer.
Okay, I also work on pools in the summer, but it's different. I make my dad take care of my pool. It's like, in the summer, I take care of rich people's pools and, like, clean it for them. It's a wonderful job for capitalism, but I make my dad clean my pool and do all of it in the summer, so, like, I don't have to work when I'm at home.
Okay, I'm gonna pause this right here, as much as I love the summer or hate it. And we're gonna segue to what we're actually talking about today.
So today, we will be talking about the million-dollar question. I was just asked this at our blind date with a book booth. What the hell do you do after an English degree?
If only I knew.
Well, I think, you know, like, we'll discuss what we're doing, you know, after this semester, sadly or positively ends for us.
Mixed emotions.
I think that's a perfect way of putting it. So let's rewind back to November. Talking about the grad school application process and scholarship application process.
Even more not fun.
Well, I mean,
talking about our research was fun.
I agree. So essentially, I'll say what programs I applied to.
Okay.
So I applied here to Laurier's English and Film Studies MA program. And then I also applied to McMaster's English and Cultural Studies MA program because I'm an English and Cultural Studies double major.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. I hate having to decide.
All right. So for me, I also applied to two programs. However, they're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
I applied here at Laurier to our MA in History, and I applied to U of T at OISE for a Master's of Teaching.
Yeah. Fun fact, if you don't know this, but as a teacher, if you go to grad school first, you'll start with a higher salary those who don't.
Doing the history MA. I love history. Part of that's the reason. The other part is I will get paid more.
And for people who also don't know this, most humanities programs and, you know, MA programs, you get funding, which often covers, well, should most of the time covers tuition costs plus extra.
Mine covers tuition and rent for 12 months.
That's insane. I don't know about me. I haven't found, well, first off, can we say our decisions?
Yes. Okay, you can go first.
Yep. Okay. So I found out in February I got accepted into both programs.
Woo!
Yay! And so I kind of wanted the universe to decide and, like, not have to pick. But, you know, it sucks being great. And so I decided to accept McMaster's offer. Yeah. Essentially, when you're looking at programs, it's really hard because, you know, I've created such a community here and, like, all the profs know me. But comparing the two programs and wanting to go into a PhD program afterwards, the McMaster's program was really more research-oriented than Laurier's, so that's why I chose Mac. And my sister, the bonus, my sister goes to Mac, so I'll get to spend the next year, but hopefully I get into their PhD program, and I'll be there for 5 years with my sister.
Yeah, so I have only heard back from one of the schools, but I made this decision a while ago, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be staying at Laurier. I'm going to do a history MA. Mine is also research oriented. I'm doing a major research paper. It's only a year. Everything's covered.
And what's nice about the program?
I don't remember. Oh my gosh, yes. We're associated with two other universities. So I get to use the resources at UWaterloo and at Guelph and at Laurier. And I can take classes at all of those schools, both of those schools. And yeah, there's just, like, it's honestly, it looks like a really good program. Our history department is incredible, and I love them. So I'm giving history a little shout out.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though we're an English podcast. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we are going to be doing great things, although sadly apart. But so with that, do we actually want to do this, or are we just afraid of the job market?
A little bit of both.
I mean, I love school, and if I can be paid to be at school, that's just even better.
Yeah.
And I get more qualifications, and honestly, like, going for a PhD is really just an ego thing at this point. Like, I want the piece of paper and like, in the frame. And
you want to be called
doctor. That would be pretty cool. People in my running appointments now, they'll be like, you know, what do you want to do? I'm like, oh, I want to teach a Star Wars course and be a prof. And they're like, oh, Dr. Shelley. And you're like, stop it. Why are you flirting right now? You're insane. Get out of here. So it's really funny, like, you know, people throwing that at me.
For me, part of it's definitely like putting off being an adult for another year. And another part of it is, I don't know, last year I just really realized how much I love history. And I love it so much that I want to spend another year researching.
It's also like a financially like smart decision to do.
Thank you. And my teacher's college.
I try. Bina knows what's up.
Bina knows what's up. Shout out to Bina.
So detailing the grad school application, essentially the things you need is a statement of intent, which is just like a pretty please. I'm so, you know, I'm such a good pick for this program, blah, 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 pick me. And then you have, you know, your transcript. You have to get two amazing reference letters from, you know, profs that you know. And I think that's it.
I think you got it, yeah.
But, so, like, that's really, like, the easy part. It's really just, like, you know, if your grades are good. Oh, you need a CV. I forgot about that. You need a CV.
Oh, yeah.
And essentially, like, if all of those things are great, like, as long as you write coherently, like, the statement of intent is fine. Here, I've written a statement of purpose or a statement of intent. It's like a dating profile, but for academia, and it's honestly what it
low-key,
is.
Low-key, yeah.
And so, looking at this, at the scholarships, that's the big thing.
Ugh.
We kind of knew that we were already going to get in.
Yeah.
Especially, like, Laurier, like, if you're in the undergrad program and, like, profs know you by name, like, they'll want you in the program regardless.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially if, like, you participate in class. They're like, yeah, we want that type of person in our MA classes. But the breath. Looking at the scholarships, there's two major ones.
They're so scary.
They're really terrifying.
So much money.
They're a lot of money. So starting with OGS, it's like the Ontario Graduate Scholarship. That's $17,000.
The other one's
the big one.
The big one. It actually depends on what discipline you're in.
Yep.
So we're in the humanities, so we applied to the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council.
Also known as SHRC.
Also known as SHRC.
But if you're here for science, that's NSHRC for you. Go take the money over there. Leave us. Leave us our funding.
There's another one and I can't remember it.
Clearly it's not important.
The like general overarching one, if you're doing a master's, is it's called the Canada Graduate Scholarship -M for masters. And that one is a whopping $27,000.
Let's go.
Yeah. So both of those are for research intensive master's programs.
Yep.
Which means you need to submit your proposal. And that was scary. That was really hard.
Yep. It's kind of like creating like liquid gold on paper. We spent forever fine-tuning our research proposals. I went to all of the profs, like my potential supervisor, which would have been Dr. Bell. So I went to her for advice. I went to two of my writing supervisors at the Writing Center. And, like, nitpicking, like, take out this word, add a comma here, put this in. Very detailed.
Poor Dr. Crayar of the history department helped me so much. There was one week where I was in his office, like, every day. And it was, like, I'd write something. He would, like, give feedback. I'd revise it. I'd come back hoping that there would be less pen marks on the paper. And that hope was nigh. Dr. Spooner helped me as well. Thank you. Shout out to him. But yeah, it's really nitpicky. It's like every sentence you need to make sure that you are like that it's strong because you only have a page.
Yep.
To kind of like put your whole next year on a plate and say, please give me money. Yeah. I describe
Can I have some more, please?
It's literally Shark Tank.
I was like, it's Oliver Twist. Like, I feel like I'm Oliver Twist.
I feel like I'm, like, pitching. I'm pitching it to the academic sharks.
For sure. The way that, like, the committees work is there's, like, three levels of committees, I think. Or there's multiple, at least. So there's, like, the department committee. They rank the SHRC applications. And then, as well as the OGS applications. And then it goes to the university where they're on a committee where it's like multidisciplinary. It's no longer people within your field. So the way that you write it has to be both, you know, specific enough for the faculty to be like, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about, but also broad enough and using like kind of faculty friendly language. So people from like biology can understand my like disability studies proposal.
Yeah.
Like, and then it goes to like the SHRC one at the organization, yeah. And then they rank it. So
yeah, when I was writing mine, I was told like, don't say primary sources. Which I'm like, I feel most people know what that is.
I hope so.
Also don't say historiography, which that one makes more sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of, do we want to give a little like less than a minute overview of what we want to look at?
For sure. Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. So I'm doing history. I want to compare the 1911 and 1988 federal elections that centered on free trade with the United States. By federal elections, I mean in Canada. And I want to look at how the election campaign kind of constructed the United States in relation to Canada. I want to look at anti-Americanism. I want to look at this across region, class, gender, race, all of these things, to see how Canadians view themselves in relation to the United States and how our views of the United States and ourselves shifted between 1911 and 1988.
I mean, we're just going to do really cool stuff in the future. So mine, I'm doing the major research project option at McMaster. And so essentially my research topic is I'm looking at two novels that have disabled female main characters. I'm looking at the Lewis Ortega Survival Club and Where You See Yourself. And so with this, I'm doing an intersectional approach, looking at disability studies and sexuality studies and how disabled individuals are seen through lenses of sexuality and how their sexuality presents itself in normative society. So I'm going to be using Foucault and his medical gaze, as well as Rosemary Garland Thompson's feminist disability studies. So I'm just really excited.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I'm acting like I've never heard this before, even though we've probably read over each other's proposal at least like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. Submitting SHRC, like you also have to submit like a proper CV, not just like something you did in like Word. But, like, submit it. It's, like, through this, like, research portal.
It's so weird.
It's really weird. And the site is so dated and slow. But it's also really confusing. And so, like, back in November, like, 3 days before the due date, which is, like, normally, like, December 1st. This year it was December 2nd. And we're in a classroom in Daub with both of ours, both of our applications on the projector screen, looking at every word meticulously. Like, what possibly can we do to make each of our applications better?
Exactly. And it was like, should I include this thing even though it's not really relevant? Include it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a stressful time. But do we want to look beyond grad school now?
Ooh.
What? What do we want to do after grad school? In, for me, 1 year, you 6 years.
Okay, well, after actually, the MA, after the PhD program, I haven't quite decided what I want to do my dissertation on. I'm, like, debating a few things because the thing is, you have to apply for SHRC for your PhD every year. I know. And their SHRC application is 2 pages. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that because that's more work, but I don't know. It'll be on disability, something related. I don't know. I'm really looking at, like how virginity is understood in some texts, and that's quite interesting. But looking beyond that, my, like, the peak is teaching a Star Wars course as a tenure professor. That is my dream.
For me, after the MA, I want to go to OISE. Let me in. I want to go to OISE. I want to do a master's of teaching there. Fun fact about OISE, the reason why it's not a B.Ed. and instead it's an MT is because there's a research component.
Mm-hmm.
And I love researching, and I'd love to talk about history curriculum. Don't know what I'd say or what I'd do yet, but if I could research that, I would be a very happy girl. And obviously after that, I want to go into teaching. I want to teach high school. I want to teach English and history, my two loves. History more so. And yeah, that's what I want to do. There's a part of me like yearning to do a PhD. Mm-hmm. Just like, I know it's hard, and I think that's why I want to do it. But unfortunately, no shade, I want a job.
I mean, I want to go into like to be a professor, and like that's the route I have to take.
Yeah, I'd love to be a prof. I cannot. The thing is, a history PhD is like 7 years.
Yeah, and you need like a second language, or like sometimes like two.
Yeah, I'd have to do French. Like, I already have Spanish, but I'd probably have to add French because I do Canadian history.
Yeah. See, that's fun fact. Most PhD programs in the humanities, you need a second language. Like for Laurier's English PhD program, you need a second language, often French. But because I'm looking at like popular culture texts, I don't need a second language. And so Mac's program, you don't need a language requirement, which is why it's really, really appealing. And also Dr. Sarah Brophy's there, who's like the disability studies prof, and that's why I want to be there. But yeah. Oh my gosh. If you could hear that, that was Evelyn's stomach.
No, that was my throat.
Your throat?
Oh, my weird. God. That was so weird. Okay, career aspirations. Don't we want to be full-time podcasters?
I mean, I will say CMFU or CFMU at McMaster. They have, you know, the equivalent of Radio Laurier.
Oh, my God, a podcast. I know, I know.
But next year, I'm hoping I can do a podcast with my sister.
Oh, my God. Get me on as a guest.
We can definitely do that.
I'll go to Mac.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I'm trying to convince her. I'm going to diss my own sister. My whole family hasn't listened to this podcast yet. And I keep telling them, and they're like, I don't know. I'm like, Mom, it's 30 minutes. It's 45 minutes. Like, oh, that's your drive to work.
Put it on
as you clean. Anyways, it's irritating.
Is that sexist of me?
Maybe, I don't know.
I'd say that to my dad.
But anyways, so moving on to our fun section. It's not just us blabbing.
Yeah, we did plan something kind of fun.
Yep. So our taking inspiration from Jimmy Fallon, not Kimmel, we're going to do some academia Mad Libs. So I'll fill in the words first. Okay. So ask away.
I need an adjective.
Okay, I'm going to be kind of targeted. I don't know what verbs and adjectives are.
An adjective is a describing word.
Okay, a describing word. Cool. We're all going to learn Schoolhouse Rock together today. So I'm going to go with yellowed.
Okay, I need an academic field.
Water chemistry.
I don't know if that's a real one. But I will take it. Water chemistry. I need a university.
University? McGill.
Ooh, I was going to say Monsters University.
Okay, you have to say that for yours.
I'll use it for mine, don't worry.
That's such a good one. I didn't even think about that.
That's one better.
No, can I change it to Shiz? Can I change it to Shiz?
What is Shiz?
Shiz University is in Wicked.
How do you spell that?
Shiz, like you would think. S-H-I-Z.
Oh, okay. Z? We live in Canada.
See, I'm also confused. I don't know which one it is because I use both.
It's Z.
Z, okay. Like Zed Leplin.
This is one step towards American annexation, is you saying Z.
Okay.
I need a weird noun.
A weird noun?
Yeah.
Can I go with monkey kangaroo?
What are the logistics of that?
I don't know.
Is it like the monkey jumping in the pouch?
Sure.
I like that. I need a ridiculous concept.
A ridiculous concept? Can I do simulacra?
Yeah.
I was talking to another writing tutor today about the simulacra.
I need a pop culture reference.
I'm looking for a man in finance.
6'5".
Blue eyes. Trust fund.
Or a man.
Does anyone remember this season on Dancing with the Stars when Julianne danced to a remix of I'm Looking for a Man in Finance?
No.
It was awesome. I recommend looking it up.
I need an impractical academic goal.
Winning shirk.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
As a professor. Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Wait, it's two S's. Okay. And I need a completely unrelated topic.
Completely unrelated topic.
You've said water chemistry, shiz, monkey kangaroo.
I'm going to go with, what's the thing that Wa does? You know what, where they're, he's like, they're so happy to see the researchers. Middle age archaeology.
Middle age archaeology.
So do I get to read this out loud now?
I think I should read
it. Okay, you read it out loud.
Okay.
I'm not looking.
I am profoundly yellowed to apply to the water chemistry program at Shiz. My research interests include monkey kangaroo and the intersection of simulacra with I'm looking for a man in finance. Through this program, I hope to contribute to the field by winning shirk, ultimately revolutionizing the study of middle-aged archaeology.
I think that's pretty awesome.
I think you should do that.
Absolutely. I think it's totally feasible.
New career path.
Okay, so this next one is for a conference presentation abstract.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, I guess I should. Okay, it's not for a conference presentation abstract.
Hold on.
Give me a pretentious noun.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's really specific.
Pretentious noun, person, place, or thing. What?
No, I'm just thinking about like the Schoolhouse Rock song.
Pretentious noun. Jeez.
Da na 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 na. Da na 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 na.
Oh, aqueduct. That's not pretentious, but, like, I don't know, it's Roman.
Okay. Now, the pop culture reference.
You know I'm not good at those. I'm put on the spot. This is, oh, my God, Lightning McQueen. Ka-chow. Do whichever one's funnier.
No, okay. Then I need a famous theorist.
Famous theorist. To pick a good one, Freud.
Or a bad one. Now I need an adjective.
A describing word. I'm thinking adverbs. Only adverbs are coming to my head right now. Shimmering.
And now I need a random literary technique.
A free and direct discourse.
Ooh, okay. And then I need a broad academic field.
I could go really narrow. A broad academic field. Bachelor of Arts.
Okay, and then I need an overly complex claim. I didn't look at that before we recorded.
An overly complex claim? It's the multifaceted elements of the two periodic understandings of our infrastructure and structural development.
Wait, hold on. Okay, I have the... It's the multifaceted elements of the two periodic understandings of art. What did he say after
of,
that?
Of our structural... Of our infrastructure and structural claims?
Okay. I can't spell
that's
for
fine.
My life.
That's fine.
Okay. And then I need another adjective.
Oh my god. Slimy.
And now I need a trendy buzzword.
I don't know any.
Have you seen SNL's Lady Gaga Night?
No.
Oh, they have this whole thing where it's like, no more slay.
Oh, let's go slay. Let's go slay.
Don't say bop, it's cool, or yeah. Let's just say it's not it. Anyways. Fun fact, I didn't like that night. It was very funny. Anyways, okay. Oh, wait, I forgot the title. Give me another adjective.
Scrunchy.
Give me a ridiculous topic.
I feel like this one has so many more.
That's okay. It's really short, though.
Ridiculous topic. Slime secretion on salamanders.
I'm like, how do you spell secretion? Secretion.
By the way, we're English majors and neither of us can spell.
It's a hard word. Unexpected literary work. Can I put this one in?
Yeah, yeah. What do you
say? The Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. So, for the conference presentation abstract, the title is The Scrunchy Semiotics of Slimy... What did we say?
Secretion of salamanders?
Yeah. The Slimy Secretions of Salamanders and the Hungry Caterpillar abstract is said as, this paper examines the aqueduct of Lightning McQueen through the lens of Freud by analyzing the shimmering use of free and direct discourse. This study seeks to disrupt traditional understandings of Bachelor of Arts. Ultimately, this research argues that it's the multifaceted elements of the two periodic understandings of our infrastructure and structural claims and invites further scholarship on the slimy implications of... did I put in... I missed one. What's a random concept?
I don't know. Concept. Historiography.
Historiography. Okay. I'm going to start that sentence again. Ultimately, this research argues that it's the multifaceted elements of the two periodic understandings of our infrastructure and structural claims and invites further scholarship on the slimy implications of historiography and the age of Slay.
Someone submit that.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. What was it about again? It was about scrunchy slime secretions of salamanders.
Yes, in the Hungry Caterpillar.
In the Hungry Caterpillar.
So, with our fun segment over and almost no time left, we also got, okay, we got one thing from Instagram. Essentially, yes, Denny, we agree. Why is time going by so fast? We wish we could hang out more. Anyways, do we have one piece of advice for people applying to grad school?
Do it, you know?
I recommend do it. You get money. I was at the bargaining table. I originally got like almost 16K, 17K at Laurier. I got like 19K at Mac, and I went to the bargaining table and I ended up getting 22,000. So if you're thinking of like, yeah, I totally want to apply to like one program, apply to one more and you can bargain.
Yeah, no, like no matter what you're doing, you know, you're developing skills, you're not like ever wasting a degree, really. English majors are cockroaches. We're versatile, unstoppable, impossible to kill.
I think that's a great line. That should be on our new merch. For sure. But I think just like go out and apply, you'll get an extra degree out of grad school, and you know, you'll be
a year.
You'll be a,
I don't know what you're, oh,
cockroach, impossible to kill. So I think that's really all the thoughts we have on grad school. Do it. You'll be super cool applying for grad school.
I have a master's.
Exactly. Have that second degree. And ultimately, I was gonna say something really cool. Man, what the heck. I actually can't remember. I'm like, time is slipping away. Oh my gosh, we're almost done. I'm sweating now. But yeah, you know, you're gonna get the skills at your master's. I know what I was gonna say. Applying to grad school and, you know, the extra scholarships is like an extra course. So in your fourth year, try and take an extra course. So you have one less thing off your plate when you apply for grad school.
I see what you mean. Yeah. It was a lot of work. It was a very stressful time.
Especially because applying to the scholarships is like right when exams start.
Yup.
And then applying to grad school is like the beginning of January, and you're like, well, I'm not ready for this. School's just started. So
and it's like, oh, I'm going to get my stuff done over the winter break. You don't. That's a lie. You're lying to yourself.
You're recovering from shuriken exams.
Yeah.
And so with that, we're going to plug our next episode. Our next episode is our last episode.
No.
What the heck? I can't believe we've done 5 already.
I know. It is just...
I feel that. I feel that. And so our next topic, we'll have the next 2025-2026 ESA presidents on.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I know. We're going to do a fun time. I think we're going to do Guess the One-Star Goodreads review.
Oh, yeah.
So got to do some research for the next one in 2 weeks. And yeah, so it'll be super fun. We're going to have Abby and Liz on, who are going to be awesome presidents next year.
Woo!
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, at ESAWOU, not ESA at WOU. And yeah, make sure you drop a comment for our last podcast episode.
And we will see everyone in 2 weeks.